Hey fam, it's Raven your GS and thank you for locking into another Cyber Nerd show. Before we get started with the madness, if you really enjoy our shows, go ahead and subscribe on iTunes, give us a mad review and throw in a 5-star rating if you really enjoy our content and banter. It really helps more nerds finding us easier and quicker. Other than that, enjoy the show.
We are live.
We are live.
We are live.
Did I say welcome to the main event?
I'm not too crazy,
oh man.
Behave before you talk about what I'm talking about, yeah?
Disclaimer!
Run that thing back. Nah, man, stay there in your corner, man. Run that thing back, man. I don't want to hear nothing from you.
We are live. Guys, I'm J1 Further the Cyber Nerds.
Revenue GS.
I'm Mr. Blitz 2.
And welcome to the first Peacemaker review. We're covering episodes 1 to 3 today, but you know what you need to cover? The subscribe button. And if you're already engrossed in that, make sure you're hitting the thumbs up and pressing the notification bell so you can get notified every time we drop a video. Now, I would say one of the most anticipated DC projects, due to the fact there's no anticipated DC projects in the series. In the TV series section, you get me? Like, this is the first one, so I'm really excited to talk about it. Get me? What are you man saying about the show?
I mean, it makes sense you being excited since it's an exciting series full of nutty, cruddy scenes, dialogues, music. Like, I'm really, like, enjoying it. I really enjoyed the first 3 episodes. It's completely bonkers. It's something I guess DC's kind of known to do, because obviously coming off what's that crazy nutty
Doom Patrol,
but obviously, like, this is way better than Doom Patrol, but it's still nutty and crazy and all sorts of madness happening. So yeah, man, James Gunn, I'll see ya.
I mean, just in response, like, this is one of them times, you know, when you're like, yo, this thing's inspired by, like, I'm
inspired.
Nah, you know, before we had the discussion about, like, oh yeah, this has influences of Jackie Chan, but it's dead.
Yeah.
Like, this is nutty, but I don't want to ever put it in the same conversation as Doom Patrol. Because Doom Patrol is dead. dead. Doom Patrol is dead. You get me?
I'm just wondering, I know.
But it's not.
Is this not
part of their plan. It's just a happy coincidence. James Gunn.
Yeah, okay.
He got the project. He's directing the thing. Mm. And he must share, like, a right side of his brain with the person who did Doom Patrol. But then all the WB stuff in between is probably what differentiates the two.
It's only because things, like, a lot of people seem to like Doom Patrol. Do you know what I'm saying? So I wonder if there was, like, oh, like, here's a good response out of all the madness that's happening under our household. So let's kind of keep...
Do you know why that don't make sense? Because there's bare man who likes Zack Snyder and all his movies, and they don't have that kind of thought process with it. So I'm not making that connection for them, bro. This show's good, isn't it? Mm. That's what I would say. James Gunn, all the people working on this, you might have made a good show. Nah, it's just a calm disclaimer, isn't it? Sam, what do you think?
Straight off the back of The Suicide Squad, which was a good movie. I love the transition straight into this. It just feels like...
natural.
Yes.
Free-flowing.
It's just mad. Like, if you just give these people the creative juices that they've got, just the pulling paper, put it in front of a screen, look at the stuff. Yeah, bro.
That's what it is, bro.
James Gunn knows what he's about. Yeah, I'll disagree with some of the stuff that he's done publicly, but when man writes a medium and puts it out there, and
stuff,
it's free to whatever man's whatever wants to do, it gels stupidly well. I love all the characters in this. All the characters. I already see where they might be going, how they might be leveling up and stuff. And I just love what he's done there. Even just, like, obviously I disagreed with what the trailer was showing about, oh, Peacemaker. Why was he like this? Why? But now they're really explaining why man is like this compared to, like, his dad. Like I said, that might have been a previous Peacemaker. Man took the vow of Peacemaker. But is he like his dad? Bruv, like...
There's so many levels.
Exactly.
There's so many levels.
Are stupid. I love the comedy. I love Vigilante. One of the best characters as well.
Yeah, bruv, man. There's so many levels here. And like you're saying, like, I rate, like... But it's a cycle what always happens with DC, yeah? Mm. They have good stuff. Then they're like, no, we've got to do this to make money. Then it doesn't work. Then they realize, okay, we're going to give it back to their man again. And they're just in this cycle again, where, like, They tried to do their thing with Suicide Squad, the original one. Then they're like, oh, it's not working. Then they bring in James Gunn and like, bro, have the keys to the castle. Man finesses the thing, and now we're here in a show which is legit, bro. Mm. Super legit. And one of the things I like about the show is like, the quirkiness and all of that isn't usually the thing that gets me into a show. Mm. But you mix it with Peacemaker, who is a high crud level character, and in his world, there are high level crud characters around him. Mm. So I'm in. And then you mix it with a James Gunn thing. And I remember saying this in the Suicide Squad trailer reaction. I think James Gunn being like given the ropes to do R-rated stuff will speak to me more because there's no like kiddie gloves on it. Mm. Like there's no like, it's not Guardians of the Galaxy. Do you know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with Guardians of the Galaxy, but like they never go far enough for me. And in this, they definitely go far enough, like showing the assassination of like the woman, like the wife, both the kids, boom, first, and then leaving the man till later. Mm. Like that's firstly, it's unheard of just clapping them like that and showing it. But then later on, like that, the torture scenes, bro, vigilante. Bro, it's sick, bro. It's sick. And also, like, I love what they've done with, like, just the bare racist undertones. I haven't had time to look up the different peacemakers between him and his dad, but I would love that. My theory is that they were both, they're one character. Like, Peacemaker's been one character throughout the comic books. He's probably changed mantle from father to son, but, like, the dad obviously being more of the older, like, racist type, like, all of that. I love the depiction of the character in that. And now he's in jail with all of those like minions of the White Dragon. It's going to be interesting when he comes out, because obviously he's going to blame Peacemaker for going in, and Peacemaker's also a disappointment to him as a son and as the next Peacemaker. Mm. I want to see that kind of father-son war as well. I feel like that would be a good dynamic.
Do you know what's deep about that? It's because the whole name Peacemaker and his dad being the first one, imagine he gets that name, was like, oh, like, we've got to bring peace back to America.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, because obviously I'm pretty sure with Vietnam War and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and people start immigrating more and more to America, it's like, yo, you know how these men think, oh, like, make America great again kind of thing. And it's like,
Confederate, fam.
Do you know what I'm saying? So this is where Peacemaker comes from. Mm-hmm. While he's Peacemaker, meaning is just keeping peace at all. Like, no race, no agenda, no nothing. Mm-hmm. Whether it's kids, adults, everybody can get it, you know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting to see that side.
I think one of the things for me that I really like as well is like, and James Gunn does this, obviously dialogue is a big thing in his movies and stuff like that. One of the things that I love about this is like, all of the support characters, not the main characters, their dialogue is so high level, and it's always like the throwaway ones that have been catching me. So like in the first episode, when Peacemaker comes out of the hospital and he has the conversation with the guy mopping the floors, like, that conversation was deep. Then when he goes to his dad's yard and he's having a conversation with the next door neighbor, I thought that was fire. True. Then later on, he's having a conversation with like Vigilante and they're talking about a madness. Like, I love all of that stuff. Do you get what I'm saying? And it's like, I love the show as well because it's not getting carried by the action. Like, it is all good and all important. And it's like, it's all there. And we're also driving to like a bigger threat in terms of like seeing how much the butterflies have taken over or infiltrated the world in it. So there's a larger threat looming. So I'm loving this, and it gives me positive thoughts towards Matt Reeves' Gotham show that's coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
And the Penguin show. Like, this is setting a bar of like, yeah, we're gonna let these man do their thing in it. So
that's what I'm saying.
I'm good.
It's very good transitions. And like you're saying about the dialogue, it's the dialogue that makes you feel like,
yeah, man.
They make us feel like we've known the characters for so long. Because it feels like they've known each other for so long. Just the way they bounce off each other. Even just the minor conversation about a book name.
Yeah.
We called it, I've called it this. Oh, no, you're wrong. It's actually called this. She looked it up. Man said, shut up, man. Can you guys do your job? That kind of like minor kind of things. You really feel like you're part of the team.
Yeah, man.
And I think that's kind of like just sick. And just like minor, like I say, minor stuff with just other characters like Vigilante. Man's like following Peacemaker everywhere man goes. The whole team's like, who is this brother hiding behind a trash can? Man's like, just like
I rate Vigilante so much, yeah, because it's like, this guy's clearly just bought a superhero book, yeah, and has just, like, bruv, he's that guy. He's, bruv,
yeah,
bruv,
and he's just encompassed.
He's read the book, he's watched all the movies, he knows what to do, bruv, and he follows it to a T, bruv. And then it's like, bruv, even the stuff that you know superheroes do, that's dumb, like, hide behind the dumpster or hide in a bush. Like, they never show us that, but you know that's what has to be happening for them to have the intel that they have, and they show how easily he gets caught all the time. Like, even him running away, like, bro, he's like, oh, I gotta go. Like, bro, like, a man loves all of that, fam. Yeah, all of that, bro. That stuff's tough.
I want to see the whole Amala Waller with the black chick. Like, where's that scoring? Where that's coming from? Like, because I really feel like this black girl got stuff, like, they're not exposing what she's capable of. And I want to see, like, how did she get to be here? Like, what kind of stuff she's got under her arsenal?
I think it's just going to be more so she's Amanda Waller's daughter, innit?
That's it.
Like,
just plugging her in.
Yeah, bro. Her mum gave her the job. And one of the things I was deep in, like, when I was having that conversation, I really hope, like, if something happens and, like, Viola Davis, like, ends up leaving or whatever, they, like, kill her off or whatever these men want to do, if Adeola then takes the mantle of Amanda Waller and like, you just make Amanda Waller, like, bam, like, M, like a title that person has. But then, obviously, we only give it to a certain person.
She seems to have, like, a good judgment of people. Like, even when everyone's blacking on her to just shoot someone, and she just clearly analyzed her, yo, like, this person's just here. Just a bystander. It's actually not, like, fully
involved. She's scary, man. Yeah. She's still dealing with the moral compass thing. That's like, it.
And Amanda Waller's telling her, if you've got this,
let that go.
That stuff's going to get you killed in this field.
But do you know what I think that's going to lead to? It's going to be like the Dick Grayson thing where it's like, oh, your compassion holds you back. And it's going to be like, no. Later on, it's going to be like, your compassion makes you better. Do you know what I'm saying? I think she's going to get the body.
Yeah.
But it's going to be, it's not going to be like Amanda Waller, like, correct. Oh, I'm killing everyone. It's going to be like, bat, pat. You're all right. All right, cool. Mm. And then it's gonna work for her. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's what I really want to see.
What I kind of like about, is it Muller, the main kind of boss as well? Like, he says that he's almost like Amanda Waller. You can tell a man's threatening because he has no feelings.
He doesn't express any feelings.
Man doesn't express any feelings. So even though he doesn't express any, you still have this lingering thing about, you don't mess with man, like, ever.
Yeah.
Him about his past, about being a mercenary, like, that kind of thing is, like, now kind of shaping man a little bit. Obviously, he said he wanted to go that far of a path. So I feel like, you know, he will go that dark. So you don't want to go that too deep, but it's like, I'll still do the thing if I have to, though.
The conversation with him made me think about, like, raw, like, obviously, it sounds like he's on a Suicide Squad type thing as well, like, he's got stuff to, like, redeem himself. So then I was like, what has the rest of the team done to be here? Like, because I don't think it's all going to be, oh, I graduated this, I graduated that. Mm. Like, their teams are usually built up of, like, oh, I did crud, and I'm trying to, pay it back. So I want to see what the rest of them did, bro. And yeah, man, the team is fire, though. Like, I'm actually on it, like...
Everybody.
Legit cast. Like, no one is, like, getting pushed to the side. Like, it's good, man. I like what you guys have done here, innit?
Yeah, man. Also, Peacemaker hooking up with, what's her name? The blonde chick?
Yeah.
That whole relationship, that's going to be jokes.
Yeah. I want to see how that grows. I just wanted to keep clapping things every episode. The fact that him, Vigilante, had the threesome with the, with the hostage, like, it's mad. Do you know what else is wild? We ain't on 200,000 subscribers yet, so subscribe to the damn channel, hit the thumbs up and press the notification bell so you can get more videos like this. I'm J1 Further the Cyber Nerds.
Raven your GS.
Sorry, Mr. Blitz.
We'll see you on the next Peacemaker review.
Peace.